Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Entercom Radio Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. We hear it all the time, how important it is to support local small businesses. And one way to do that is by going to a local farmer's market. Let's talk about it. On the show this time, I'd like to welcome Lisa Hall. Lisa is the market manager for the Montevilla Farmer's Market. Hey there, Lisa.
Hey, Gary. How's it going?
I'm doing good. How are you? Happy holidays.
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Yeah. Yes, of course.
So, the Montevilla Farmer's Market. I want to know all about it. Tell me about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, we first opened in 2007 in the same location we're at today, which is 76 and Southeast Stark. We opened with just 17 vendors, and we were a 11-week season-long market and have now expanded to over 40 vendors, and we are year-round.
Wow. 40 vendors from the original 17.
Yeah, it's been quite 14 years.
So, you say you've just recently expanded to year-round. How does that work?
Yeah, so we had both our farmers and shoppers wanting to have a winter shopping experience. So we decided to do twice a month, November through April, or the second and fourth Sundays of each month. And it's an opportunity for our customers to keep having that open air local grocery experience while helping our farmers have more of a stable income throughout the winter. In the past, we had once a month winter stock up markets. We had four in 2019, and this year we're now having 14.
Oh, wow. So in the wintertime, I mean, traditionally you think of farmers markets as having fresh harvested produce and things like that. What do you have in the wintertime?
Yeah, so a lot of our farmers are able to have storage crops, so they can keep it in large coolers so it still keeps very fresh. A lot of the food actually does better when it's been stored for a little bit, like winter squash, and some varieties get sweeter, some of those root vegetables. We also have a lot of animal products from our ranchers. We have baked goods and bread, as well as hot food to go and a lot of other food artisan products.
Oh, that sounds pretty fun. You can kind of get a little bit of everything year-round. I love that.
So, absolutely, yeah. We try to have a full grocery experience for folks.
How many, you say you have 20, no, 40 vendors now. Are any of them holiday vendors?
Yeah, so on December 20th, that is the only non-fourth Sunday that we are having, is our holiday market. We will have a couple craft vendors, local crafts at that market, as well as some other pop-up vendors that aren't our usual main season vendors.
Well, that'll be fun. What are the hours of the Montevilla Farmers Market?
Yes, we are 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. year-round.
How has the pandemic, COVID-19, how has that changed things for you guys?
It has changed things quite a bit, to be honest. We worked for so long to make our farmers market a real community experience, but we've changed our focus a bit more to having that essential grocery shopping. So instead of programs this season, we do more capacity limitations. We have a sanitation attendant who sanitizes our high-touch service areas. Of course, face coverings are required for all of our customers and shoppers. And our vendors have been altering their setup so it's less touching just having a more safe environment for folks.
That must be kind of a challenge because every farmer's market I've ever been to, I want to touch just about everything I see. I want to touch the produce. I want to feel it. I want to make sure it's the right one for me. How do you keep it non-touch or as little touch as possible?
Yeah. No, it's definitely a challenge. Luckily, a couple of our farmers, they're picking out the produce for you. And honestly, they are the experts. I always ask them, hey, get me the best carrots or what's your favorite type of apple? And they know because they've been there with some seed.
That's true. They are the experts. That's a really good point. I've never thought of that before, but that's a very good point. I'm going to have the vendors choose my produce from now on.
Yeah, absolutely.
How do you choose your vendors for the market?
Yeah, so all of our vendors apply to our market in January, and we have a list of criteria. We give priority to beginning farmers and startup businesses and to folks who use Farm Direct products in their food artisan. And folks can look more on our website, montevillamarket.org, where we have all of our criteria and rules and regulations.
You have a couple, you talked about one of the special markets you have coming up December 20th, but you have another one. Tell me about that one.
Yeah, so our first market in December, December 13th, will be part of the Fill Your Pantry series. There's four markets in the area that will be participating. And this is an event where folks pre-order bulk quantities of farm products and will pick up at market. The pre-ordering is currently closed, but we will be having all of these Fill Your Pantry farmers, there'll be six in total, pop up at our market on the 13th. So people can still come and support these farmers and buy their products that they wouldn't normally find at our market.
Oh, wow. That'll be cool. But when you say bulk items, what do you mean by that?
Yeah. So folks will, instead of buying one head of garlic, you'll get a couple of pounds of garlic. It's just trying to help farmers kind of move a lot of their storage crop, winter, fall harvest products and to fill people's pantries.
Oh, very nice. So have you seen it change a little bit with how many people that you serve and see that come to the market each time you're open as compared to like last summer?
Yeah, we have actually had a little bit lower customer counts, but our vendors have been doing almost better than last season. We find that folks coming to our market are there to buy. They're there to shop and get their groceries and go home. We also ask that folks don't bring their whole family to the market just to try to keep our crowd counts down. But the people who have been coming have been super supportive. We have really great community at our market and very loyal customers.
Yeah, I would imagine following the CDC guidelines, having an open-air market where you can shop outside is probably one of the best things you can do.
Yeah, we're very fortunate to be able to be outside. We also were able to almost double our market footprint, so we could still have all of our vendors, but distance and having enough room so folks can keep their 6 feet apart.
Yeah, that must have been a challenge because, again, like I say, I've been to many farmers markets before, and they're pretty crowded. Like, you get the vendors in there because you want to get as many people in as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. And with this current freeze in order, we have to limit our capacity, which we were before, but now we're being really careful with the current orders right now and making sure that folks everyone has an opportunity to be as safe as possible.
You're listening to Let's Talk Portland, and we're talking today with Lisa Hall, Market Manager for the Montevilla Farmers Market. Lisa, how important is it to support local farmers?
I think it's incredibly important, especially right now. A lot of farms have been hurting by losing a lot of restaurant sales. So people are turning to having more of this direct-to-consumer sales outlet. And it's important to support our farms so they can keep growing food. These are the folks that are feeding our families and growing right here in Oregon. It's important to also keep our farmland in working order as well.
Yeah, there's just nothing like getting farm fresh produce, man.
Absolutely, and it travels so much less of a difference as well. The nutrient density is very high.
Well, you have a couple of different programs in place to help make the market more accessible to all members of our community. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so our market accepts EBT benefits, both SNAP and cash benefits. So folks can come to our market, swipe their Oregon Trail card, and get currency to then use with the vendors. And we participate with the Double Up Food Bucks program. So this matches folks' benefits up to $10, so they get these extra Double Up Food Bucks to then use on fresh fruits and vegetables. This year, we've given out more than $13,000 of these extra bucks, which has been a 30% increase from 2019. And although this isn't a solution, it's a way to just help folks get more access to those fresh fruits and vegetables. Our farmers also accept the Farm Direct Nutrition Program and WIC checks as well, so eligible folks can also have the access to produce.
Well, that is really cool. Has that been going on for a long time? Or is it relatively new?
Yeah, so it's been going on for quite a while. Farmers Market Fund is a separate nonprofit organization that does grant writing and fundraising for this Double Up Food Bucks program. So each year, sometimes our funding comes from different sources. At Montevilla Farmers Market, when we didn't have access to Double Up Food Bucks Fund, we had an Everybody Eat program, which was practically the same implications, matching up to $10. And we just do the independent fundraising from the community and the businesses in Montevilla. And we get a lot of support that way so we can help folks still have this access to the extra bucks.
That's great. If our listeners want to help out and donate maybe some funds to your food assistance programs, how can they do that?
Absolutely. Yeah. If they go to our website, montevillamarket.org, there's plenty of donate here buttons for folks to click on. And then within that, we will put that towards our Double Up Food Bucks program. People can also just donate generally to our market. As a nonprofit, we're constantly fundraising. So anything will help. We also are always in the search for partnerships and sponsorships as well.
Looking at your bio, you've been involved in a variety of farmers markets all over the area. I want to ask, how come? What drives your passion?
Yeah, so I got started with a sustainability organization in college, as well as a food systems working group was another one. I worked at a seed library and just really got a deep love for local food. I think it's one of the best ways to help myself personally try to be as sustainable as possible while also supporting farmers, and it's just a really amazing community. People really look out for you, and you get to know all of the folks who grow your food and make your food and connect with them and learn more about the different vegetables and fruits or baked goods that they're making as well, which I think is really special.
And a farmer's market is just really fun to go to.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
There's just so much community there. It's really wonderful.
Yeah, even with face covering, you can tell everyone's smiling.
That's nice. Yeah, you can learn to smile with your eyes. It's called smizing,
yes,
I think, or something.
Yes.
How has the Montevilla Farmers Market, how has it evolved over the 14 years since you first opened, gosh, back in 2007?
Yeah, 2007, yeah. So this next season is going to be our 15th season, which is really exciting. And like I said, we started with just 17 vendors in this very community-run organization, and we're up to over 40 in our main season. Becoming a year-round market, I think, is really special and really amazing, and it's great that our community is really supporting that decision. Of course, this season looked a lot different than our past ones with all of our COVID safety precautions, but it's been really important, and the change has come really well taken by our community, and they have put a lot of effort into making our shopping experience as safe as possible.
And the market happens rain or shine, right?
Absolutely, yes. Definitely need to bring your raincoats and your gloves. I personally wear 2 pairs of pants and 5 jackets in the winter.
Wow.
And it works.
Yeah, we live in the Pacific Northwest. If you can't do anything in the rain, then you're in the wrong place.
Absolutely, yeah. Wool's your friend.
If people don't know where the Montevilla Farmers Market is, tell us where it is.
Yeah, so we are on the corner of Southeast 76th and Southeast Stark Street. We're right on the end of that Montevilla Business District on a gravel lot, and you'll see a red barn.
Oh, cool.
That's how you know we're there.
If somebody listening out there has never shopped at a farmer's market before and it was your job to convince them to make the change, how would you do that?
Yeah, so the first thing I would tell them is about the amazing community it is to get to know the person who is growing and making your food. That food is coming from very local sources, so it's more nutrient dense. It's more sustainable. You also can find an awesome variety of foods at each individual market, whether that's a variety of fruits or vegetables, or just seasonal artisan products. And then you can talk to that farmer about that product, learn, what do I do with celeriac? How is it best to eat this persimmon? It's just something that you don't necessarily get in a grocery experience. Just you're also really contributing to the local economy by supporting each one of those individual small businesses and kind of cutting out that distributor. So you're really helping all of those local businesses.
And also just kind of lessening our footprint too, right? Because so many, if you shop at a mainline grocery store, that all had to be delivered from somewhere. And it's usually quite a ways away. And there's all that.
Oh, absolutely.
This is coming from a farm just a few miles outside of the city, probably.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a couple of even urban farms at our market, which is really awesome.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. So now that you're open year-round, I want to hear more about the two special markets you have coming up in the month of December. Tell me about them.
Yeah, so our first one on December 13th, it's that Fill Your Pantry event. So we will have 6 different pop-up farmers from Fill Your Pantry, as well as the Come Through Market. This is where you'll be able to grab some different products that you don't normally see at the Montevilla Farmers Market. And on December 20th is our holiday market. So we'll have a couple of local craft vendors, as well as some local other vendors like farms that are having other food artisan products that will be crafts and food for folks for the end of their year.
Very nice. Now, what led you guys to decide to be open year-round?
Honestly, it was our community and our farmers. Our community wanted to be able to keep shopping with their farmers and their friends and their community in our open-air markets throughout the winter. And our farmers needed that winter income and be able to actually make this a more sustainable living situation for them.
So, Lisa, there are lots of farmers markets around Portland and Southwest Washington. They're kind of everywhere. And yours is in Montevilla. But if our listeners aren't near yours, where else can they go?
Yeah, so there are a couple other year-round farmers markets in the area, and folks can visit Oregon Farmers Market Association, their website, and it has a list of all of the farmers markets in Oregon, and listing whether they are year-round or have holiday markets as well.
Yeah, I live in the Hollywood area, and I go to that Hollywood Farmers Market all the time. And I've been to the Montevilla one, too. That's also a very good one.
I love them both.
Talk to us about your safety protocols, too. How are you guys handling the pandemic at the market?
Yeah, well, we are fortunate enough to be outside. And right now, we are mostly focusing on our capacity. Our footprint, we're able to just have one entrance and one exit, so we can control that capacity and let the folks inside the market be able to be socially distant from each other. We also, of course, are sanitizing all of our high-touch surfaces, as well as requiring face coverings.
That's really good. Sounds like you guys are doing it right.
Yeah, we've been lucky enough to have the resources to be able to pull this together, especially with, we've had some really great volunteers that have helped us through this pandemic.
Oh, cool. If some of our listeners are looking for a volunteer opportunity, are you accepting other volunteers, and how can they help out?
Yeah, absolutely. If folks are interested, they can email volunteer@montevillamarket.org. We're always looking for people to be at market helping with teardown or setup. And then at this moment, we are doing social distance monitors for our capacity at the entrance of the market.
Okay. We're talking today again with Lisa Hall. Lisa is the market manager for the Montevilla Farmers Market. Lisa, you've been working with a variety of farmers markets for quite a few years now. What's your favorite thing about going to a market?
My favorite thing is honestly, all of the produce. I probably spend way too much money on specialty produce, but I love it. My fridge is always way too full. But it's really fun discovering new varieties of fruits and vegetables that I may have never tried before. And getting just to know how something's grown and what the farmer, how they like to prepare it, I think is really special.
What are some of the unique vegetables that you have found over the years? I want to hear about these. I'm always kind of not always tempted to try something new.
One of my favorite winter vegetables is a celeriac. It's just the root of a celery, more or less. It's a different variety, but it's really amazing in soups. I also use the skin to make stock as well, and it just gives a really great celery flavor. I also really love parsnips this time of year as well, just a quick roast in the oven, and they're really good, and you can kind of mix in them with your potatoes to sneak in some extra fiber.
I haven't had a parsnip in years.
Oh, well, now's the time.
Now's the time.
During season.
Are there things that some of your vendors, your farmers grow that are unique to this area?
One thing that I think is pretty unique, I mean, it's the Oregon state vegetables, are chanterelle mushrooms. That's just coming to the end of their season right now. That's also one of my favorite things to get from a farmer's market and do a little dry saute and then add tons of butter and salt and pepper, and that's all you need.
And like you said a few times during this interview, it's always great to be able to talk to the farmer and get some ideas on how you can use these vegetables that maybe are unique to you or you haven't had, like me, I haven't had a parsnip in years, but I can find out how to prepare that talking to the farmer.
Yeah, absolutely. Just a couple of weeks ago, I talked to Justin at Glassray Farm. He gave me this giant turnip, and I was like, what do I do? And he told me to skin it and boil it a little bit and turn it into like a cream of turnip soup, and it was delicious.
Wow.
So yeah,
that's a good one. Well, we have about a minute left. I want to hear all about this, the goings on for the rest of the winter, especially the stuff you have happening in December.
Yeah, so our two December markets are going to be filled with a lot of pop-up vendors. On the 13th, we have the Fill Your Pantry, and the 20th, we have our holiday market. We're closed the 27th, and then we start back up in January. So January through April will be the second and fourth Sunday of every month, and you'll be able to get all of your groceries that you need for the week, and you'll start to see folks come back in spring with their fresh salad greens, and as things start to become in bloom, our flower vendors will come back. So it's really exciting to kind of see how that season changes, and you can really see the season changing in the farmers market.
Yeah, that's always really fun. How about your hours and location one more time, too?
Yeah, we are open 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and we are at Southeast 76th and Southeast Stark Street.
Awesome. Well, this has been fun, Lisa. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
We've been talking today with Lisa Hall, Market Manager for the Montevilla Farmers Market. If you'd like to hear this interview again, a podcast is available online. Just search Let's Talk Portland on the radio.com app. Let's Talk Portland is an Entercom public affairs program.